The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. It happened every Friday evening, almost without fail, when the sun was starting to set. Old Ed came strolling along the beach to his favorite pier. Clutched in his hand was a bucket of shrimp. With the exception of a few joggers on the beach, Ed was alone with his thoughts and his bucket of shrimp. Before long, however, dozens of seagulls would envelop him in a flurry of white and wings. Ed stood calmly in their midst, tossing shrimp to the hungry birds. And as he did, if you listened closely, you could hear him say with a smile, "Thank you. Thank you." In a few short minutes, the bucket would empty, but Ed wouldn't leave. He would stand there lost in thought, as though transported to another time and place. When he finally turned around and began to walk back toward the beach, a few of the birds would hop along the pier with him until he got to the stairs, and then they too would fly away. And old Ed quietly would make his way down to the end of the beach and on to home. Most folks might write old Ed off as just another funny old codger down there in Florida. That's too bad. They do well to know him better. His full name was Eddie Rickenbacker. He was a famous hero back in World War II. On one of his flying missions across the Pacific, he and his 7-member crew went down. Miraculously, all of the men survived, crawled out of their plane, climbed into a life raft, and floated for days on the rough waters of the Pacific. They fought the sun, they fought sharks, most of all, they fought hunger. By the 8th day, their rations ran out. No food, no water, hundreds of miles from land. That afternoon, they had a simple devotional service and prayed for a miracle. They tried to nap. Eddie leaned back and pulled his military cap over his nose. Time dragged. All he could hear was the slap of the waves against the raft. Suddenly, Eddie felt something land on the top of his cap. It was a seagull. Old Ed would later describe how he sat perfectly still, planning his next move. With a flash of his hand, he managed to grab the gull and wring its neck. He tore the feathers off, and he and his starving crew made a meal, a very slight meal, for 8 men. Then they used the intestines for bait. With it, they caught fish, which gave them food, and more bait. And the cycle continued. With that simple survival technique, they were able to endure the rigors of the sea until they were found and rescued after 24 days. Eddie Rickenbacker lived many years beyond that ordeal, but he never forgot the sacrifice of that first life-saving seagull, and he never stopped saying thank you. Oh, and by the way, Eddie would go on to found a little company called Eastern Airlines. That's why almost every Friday night, he would walk to the end of the pier with a bucket full of shrimp and a heart full of gratitude. Our thanks to Max Lucado and his book, In the Eye of the Storm. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.